Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Healing Hearts by Kimberly Thomas, narrated by Emma Fay. Prologue, 1 month ago. Thank you all for making this social media transformation, innovation, and common man conference the success it has become today. We couldn't have done it without your support and partnership. Andrea looked out at the crowd of people applauding. A wave of pride washed over her at the realization she'd just hosted one of the largest social media conferences of the year. Even as the curtains were drawing, she had to admit she had not anticipated that it would have had such an exponential impact on drawing top-tier executives from major social media platforms such as Facebook, Google, Twitter, and Reddit. She also wouldn't negate any of the accolades coming her way due to her role in all this. She'd spent most of her adult life honing her craft of social media marketing, and this week had been a testament to how much her blood, sweat, and tears had paid off. The social media gurus and tech moguls in the room that attentively listened to her presentations, and the staff that had been assembled to assist her in making the event a success, had proven this. As she walked backstage, many congratulations were directed her way from staff and guests alike.
Andrea, you are beyond brilliant. I can't believe we didn't think of using you sooner.
Tim, the managing director of SMW, the organization responsible for the conference, congratulated her. Grasping her hand, he shook it heartily. His light brown eyes stared back with a grin that bore straight white teeth glistening like gems under the luminous lights. This event had catapulted her into another realm. Not that she was lacking in the department, as in her own right she was described as the Facebook queen for the inventive ways in which she advised on how to market with Facebook ads and the success it had garnered among her clients and subscribers. She already had a cult following on her blogging and YouTube channels, and had many connections in the field. Thanks, Tim. I couldn't have done it without you and the team. She spoke sincerely as her face lit up with her smile. Tim gave her another dazzling grin.
Before I forget, Carrie Davis wanted me to give you this.
Tim fished out of his pocket a small square card with the name Carrie Davis, Executive Social Media Marketing Director, WeChat, written in bold navy letters. Wow, this is great, Tim, Andrea expressed, flipping the card over to see that the number for the exec's direct line was printed on the back. She'd been trying to set up a meeting with the messaging app's director for a couple of months now, but each time, she'd gotten the runaround that she wasn't in the office or just wasn't taking calls at the moment. To be sought after by her now was another achievement she had to attribute to the level of exposure this conference had just given her. I have a few clients who have been pretty persistent about getting tips on how to post their ads on this platform, she informed the man who stood before her, brows raised in interest. I wanted to talk with Carrie to get a better understanding of the app, but it's been an uphill battle, she explained further.
Well, you've just proven beyond a reasonable doubt that you can roll with the best of them. So prepare for the accolades that are coming your way. Trust me, you're going to blow up even bigger than you are right now.
Tim spoke sincerely. Andrea's heart swelled as a feeling of warmth washed over her at the credence in which he spoke. Thanks, Tim. She accepted graciously. I'm so grateful for your confidence in me.
Oh, it's more than just confidence, Andrea. It's knowing what you're capable of and affirming the level of influence you have in this sphere.
Andrea could see the sincerity shining through his eyes, but there was something else there that she couldn't quite decipher. Tim cleared his throat as he thrust his hands into his pockets.
Listen, Andrea.
He started slowly, facing her completely.
I was wondering if maybe after we're done here, we could maybe that.
Andrea tensed. She could already tell where he was going with the conversation. She didn't want to hurt his feelings, but she also wasn't looking for a relationship right now.
casual or otherwise. The Carolina Herrera green velvet off-shoulder close-fitting dress suddenly made her feel a little more exposed than it should have, especially sitting above her knees with 4-inch Louboutin heels. He tried to continue.
"You would like to join me for..."
"Andrea, there you are!" Andrea turned her head toward the voice to see Kathy Bernstein, one of her associates, and another business owner walking in her direction. She was thankful for the distraction. Looking back at Tim, she gave him an apologetic look just before Kathy interrupted them.
"I've been looking all over for you,"
Kathy said, looking between the two of them. She'd just realized that she'd intercepted a rather awkward conversation, at least on Andrea's part.
"I'll leave you two at it. I have a few people that I need to speak with before they leave."
Tim spoke up.
"Oh, I'm sorry. Did I interrupt something important?"
Kathy played coy, placing a delicate manicured hand across her chest and looking from Tim to Andrea with concern. Andrea fought to hold back the snicker at the woman's act.
"No, it's fine,"
Tim assured her with a tight-lipped smile.
"It wasn't that important. We can discuss it another time,"
he offered, giving Andrea a hopeful look. Andrea inclined her head to the side with an apologetic smile and a slight shrug of her shoulder as Tim gave her one last fleeting look before walking away.
"What did I tell you? I knew he was going to make a move on you. Now pay up."
The woman, who now stood directly in the position Tim had just been standing, spoke in a matter-of-fact tone. Andrea laughed at her colleague's antics.
"Kathy, you are incorrigible,"
she replied, shaking her head at the woman.
"But was I wrong?"
Kathy asked with a raised eyebrow. "No, you weren't." Andrea sighed with relief at how close she'd come to hurting the feelings of the man that had given her the opportunity to host the biggest event of her entire career. She was grateful for his faith in her capabilities and for giving her a chance, but she didn't want to lead him into thinking she was interested in anything more than a platonic friendship.
"Anyway, I did come to break up your little hookup for a legit reason."
Andrea looked at her expectantly.
"Facebook's head has booked the El Chato restaurant on the 4th floor for an after-party and networking get-together, but only 100 can get in. I just heard that your name is on the guests list,"
her colleague informed her. Andrea was surprised that there was an after-party, as it hadn't been a part of the itinerary for the evening. She supposed a tech mogul like Facebook was entitled to do whatever they wanted. She was also pleased that she was added to the VIP list.
"If you don't want to be harassed by Tim or any of the other gentlemen I've seen eyeing you with stars in their eyes, then I suggest you stick with me. I'm a natural repellent of their affections. Who knows? Maybe some of it'll rub off on you,"
Kathy continued to say. Andrea could not deny that she was trying to avoid any form of entanglement, and if that meant sitting by the very chatty Kathy, then that's what she would be doing. The restaurant, as unassuming as it looked on the outside, was more than enthralling on the inside. The first thing Andrea noticed as she stepped into the space were the floor-to-ceiling glass windows that provided the perfect view of the pink and blue skyline, the slightly darkened street below, and the glittering city spread out as far as the eyes could see. Andrea and Kathy were ushered to their seat, where 4 other people, two of whom she recognized, were already seated. She realized that the natural arrangement was 6 people to a table. After some time of making small talk with the people around her, Andrea excused herself to the bathroom. She spent some time staring at her reflection in the mirror. A lot had happened in the past month. Her father had passed away, which had triggered her return to her hometown of Oak Harbor, the one place she'd pledged never to return to. Being back had brought up a lot of memories, both good and bad, but she couldn't deny how great it had felt to have had all her family around her. Her dad's death was still fresh, and she wasn't over it, but each day she was learning to cope with the loss.
Her mobile phone rang. Fishing it out of her small purse, she placed the device to her ear. Hello? Hi, Mom. A smile danced across her lips at the sound of her daughter's voice. Hi, sweetie. How are you? She asked, already perking up. I'm really good. How was the conference? It was amazing. A huge smile graced her lips while she recounted to Aurora the success of the conference and her own elevation by it. I'm happy for you, Mom. I know how hard you've worked for this. You deserve it, her daughter expressed. Andrea's daughter's support warmed her heart. Since the day she found out she was pregnant with her, it had always been just the two of them. That was until Rory, the nickname Andrea had used since she'd been two, met her boyfriend James, and the two moved to a different state for work. Nevertheless, the bond they had was still very strong. Not one day went by that they didn't call or text to make sure the other was okay. Even though she now had to share her daughter's affections with someone else, she had no complaints. James was a lovely young man that loved her daughter and treated her as if she was the most important person in his life. At 23 and 25, they were young, but their level of maturity was reflected in the way they took care of each other. She never got the chance to experience anything like that, but her daughter was fortunate to find it so early in her life, and for that, she was grateful. If anything happened to her, she knew there was one person aside from her that would always be there for her daughter. Andrea remembered when Rory was just 6 years old and had confided in her how she was going to marry a handsome prince and have a big family so they would never be alone again. It seemed her daughter's dream was shaping up just as she imagined it. She'd loved James, and she knew that someday in the future he would indeed officially turn her daughter into his princess. Her mind flashed to an unpleasant memory just then, causing her to grip the phone a little tighter at its sudden, unheralded presence in her mind. Shaking it away, she focused on the conversation once more. "So, what's going on with you?" she asked. Andrea worried at the silence on the other end of the line. Why was her daughter now so hesitant to speak? "Rory?" she prompted. She heard her daughter draw in a deep breath before slowly releasing it. "Mom, I know you only want what's best for me, and I know that you've always respected my decisions. It's just, even though I know the type of person you are, I'm not sure how you'll take this news." Her daughter spoke frantically. Andrea's heartbeat started to race as she considered her daughter's words. "What is it, sweetie? You know you can tell me anything. I promise I won't judge," she said reassuringly. "I know, Mom. That's why I love you so much." Rory humbly gave out. "James asked me to marry him, and I said yes." "Oh, honey, that's great news. You know I love James." Andrea heard Rory sigh through the phone. Her words had relieved her daughter. "So you're happy? We have your blessing?" "Of course, Aurora. Always. I love you. This is such wonderful news." The two chatted for another 20 minutes as Rory rambled on about her engagement and other details. She was excited for her daughter and happy that she'd found love. There would be at least one thing to celebrate, Andrea thought to herself. Chapter 1. Present Day. Andrea yawned, and she stretched her tired limbs in the middle of her mahogany canopy-framed California king-sized bed. It had been an impulsive buy. At the time, she'd gone couch shopping for her apartment and had fallen in love with how huge and comfortable the bed looked. She'd imagined how great it would look in her master bedroom compared to the full bed that didn't quite fill the space adequately. The instant she sank into the soft, cushiony mattress that enveloped her frame and made her feel as if she were lying on clouds, she knew she had to get it. As she nestled further into the softness now, feeling the urge to go back to sleep, she wondered if it had been a wise buy after all. She needed to get up. She had to go into her office to send off some important emails and finish her blog. But between the mattress and her comforter forming the perfect cocoon, all she wanted to do was fall right back to sleep. Suddenly, her alarm went off, reminding her of the reason she'd awoken in the first place. Ugh, she breathed in frustration, still not making a move to get up. The incessant noise continued without interruption. When she couldn't take it anymore, she rolled over in bed to look over at the small vintage machine on the bedside table that was making it hard for her to just curl up and fall back into a blissful sleep. Reaching over, she tapped the knob to stop the ringing and brought her hand back to her side. She inhaled deeply before slowly releasing the air through her lips. Scooting to the edge of the bed, she swung her legs over and stood to her feet. It was time to start her day. After taking a quick shower, she dressed in a white 3/4 sleeve blouse tucked into black high-waist slacks. She stood before the shoe section of her closet for quite some time, contemplating which one went well with her outfit. She finally settled on the black, wedge-heeled, open-toe shoes with cutouts at the sides and back. Walking out of her closet, she slid the door back in place and took advantage of the floor-to-ceiling mirrors that took up the entire wall of her walk-in closet. Feeling satisfied with her look, she snatched her laptop off the small work desk at the other corner of her bed and stuffed it into the laptop bag on the chair, before raising it to her shoulder, along with her black Hermes handbag she'd received as a gift from one of her clients. Stepping out of her bedroom, Andrea moved past the living room and stepped into the kitchen on the other side of the open floor plan design. Grabbing a tangerine from the fruit basket on the counter, she made her way to the front door. She would stop by the Starbucks on 172nd Street, less than 10 minutes away from her apartment in Cedar Point, and get a coffee. And maybe a pastry. Instead of taking the elevator, Andrea walked down the 5 flights of stairs to get in some early morning exercise. When she finally made it to the ground floor, she made her way across the lobby and stepped through the sliding glass doors. She sauntered to the covered carport adjacent to the building and headed for her designated parking spot. Andrea settled into her olive green Jeep Wrangler before driving out toward the exit of the complex.
Good morning, Miss Hamilton. How are you today?
Good morning, Harold. I'm fine, thank you. Andrea smiled politely at the friendly security guard, who was smiling broadly at her as he released the automated gates for her to drive through. How's your wife doing? She paused midway through the exit to ask.
Oh, she's fine. Just her poor old left knee is giving her some pain because of arthritis, you know?
He answered. I'm sorry to hear, Harold.
Don't fret about it now. She'll be fine soon. It comes and goes,
he assured her. All right, Harold. Keep me posted, she requested. I'll see you later.
Bye, Miss Hamilton.
Andrea pulled out of the complex and made her way along Cedar Avenue before turning onto 172nd Street. A few minutes later, she pulled off the main road and made her way over to Starbucks. When she entered the establishment, only 2 other people were before her, and only a few tables were occupied. She rejoiced internally. Usually, whenever she made it to Starbucks at this time, the place would be teeming with people trying to get their daily coffee fix before their busy day started. Hi, welcome to Starbucks. What can I get you? Andrea smiled at the young woman whose name tag read Joy, enjoying her aura. Hi, can I have an espresso macchiato and... She paused, looking over at the pastry display. Can I have a bagel and cream cheese to go, please? She finished. Sure thing. That'll be $6.95. After paying for the food, Andrea moved to a spot where her name would be called once her order was ready. After collecting her items, Andrea walked back to her Jeep and pulled out of the parking lot onto the road. 10 minutes later, she was at the 3-story building that was rented as office space. Her office was located on the 2nd floor at the east end, an ideal position as she was able to take advantage of the natural light that came through the glass panels that formed the entire east wall and the adjacent wall facing outward. Her office was vibrant and modern, symbolic of her personality. The furniture and upholstery of the room were an analogous mixture of colors that complemented each other very well. From the multicolored area rug, the aqua-colored armchair, the olive-green work desk and chair, to the mustard-colored walls interrupted by evenly spaced light gray vertical lines that completed the box-shaped office. The only mute colors in the space were her blogging and recording equipment, which ranged between white and gray, the large black and white office desk holding two large monitors, an iPad, and a Rode NT USB condenser microphone. To anyone else, the room would probably look a little chaotic, but for her, it worked. The office was her home away from home. It was where she did her greatest work, and her creativity was unhindered. She chose to have an office away from her house almost 5 years ago because she'd recognized that her level of productivity was not where she wanted it to be. A friend and associate had suggested she rent an office space. It turned out to be the best decision she'd made. Andrea set her laptop and planner in between the two monitors and went to switch on the soft box lights and the diffuser. Today, she wanted to vlog about steps to take to attract the right kind of people in one's life that would foster healthy relationships. It was something new, and a follow-up from her last video, giving her subscribers tips on how to start seeing themselves in a positive light and shedding the negativity perpetuated by themselves and those they had been associating with. She'd received a lot of positive feedback, with some people sharing the success they had using her suggestions. This was the part of her job that she loved, being able to help people know that there was still hope, even after life-altering circumstances. First thing first, however, she needed to respond to some emails from her clients and check up on the ads she was running for them. With her planner at hand, she was prepared to make notes on which ads were still running successfully and which ones might need tweaking to their content and visibility. This was her main job, the one that paid her bills and gave her a nice, cushy bank account. The first email she opened was from Zicardi, a well-known jewelry store that had commissioned her to run ads. They were requesting their invoice. She decided to get on it right away. Just as she brought up her business invoice template, her cell phone rang. Raising herself from before the screens, she made her way over to her desk where her cell phone sat. Andrea noticed the caller ID read unknown, but thought nothing of it as she was used to getting those calls from potential clients. Hello? She felt the blood drain from her face from the initial shock of who was on the other end of the call. Soon, anger replaced her shock, and she gripped the phone tightly, causing her knuckles to go white as her face likely reflected her annoyance. "Why are you calling this number?" she seethed. "Save it! I don't want to hear it!" she blared, interrupting whatever the person was saying. "You had your chance over 20 years ago to pick up the phone and call me, and you didn't. So maybe you should have kept that same energy until the day you go to your grave. Don't ever call me again. Stay away from us." With that, she ended the call, raging. Steam rolled off her in waves as she paced back and forth, shaking, her breakfast and plans forgotten at that moment. So much for the peace she'd felt earlier. Suddenly, her phone blared again. "I thought I just told you to never call my phone again," she barked into the receiver. "Well, hello to you too, sis." Instant regret filled her at the sound of Cora's surprised voice. "I'm sorry, Cora. I thought you were someone else," she apologized. "I'd hate to be that other person who's got you in such a tizzy," her sister half-joked. "I'm really sorry, Cora. I should have had a better handle on my anger. It's just that call earlier caught me by surprise. And let's just say it was a blast from the past that I don't want to revisit," she explained. "Yeah, I know what you mean," her sister said with understanding. "If Joel called me now, considering all that he's done up to this point, I'd probably go off on him just the same," she revealed. Andrea sighed, resting her hip against the desk. "I'm really sorry about Joel, Cora. What he did to you guys was so wrong. But on the bright side, at least it has opened you up to the possibility of finding love again with a certain contractor," she encouraged. Jamie's a great man, a good friend. Andrea picked up on the hesitation in her sister's voice.
Cora, no buts, she halted her. You deserve this. I know you're trying to be cautious, but please don't try to make excuses to ruin what is happening between you two.
When her sister didn't immediately respond, she pressed on. You deserve to be happy. Thanks, Dre. Cora spoke up gratefully. I'm actually calling to see if you're still coming home tomorrow. Cora continued carefully.
Andrea's heart slammed against her chest. She'd been putting off going back to her childhood home to help Cora take care of the inn and her mother for the past couple of weeks. It had been one thing to attend her father's funeral in the town she'd grown up in and had never returned to after she'd left so long ago. Now she knew that to be back there for any amount of time would bring up unwanted memories and emotions she'd chosen to bury a long time ago.
Mom needs you, Dre, Cora stated after some time of silence.
I need you, she murmured in a resigned voice. Andrea could hear the vulnerability in her sister's voice, and it filled her with guilt that she'd left all the responsibilities to her alone.
I am, she promised. I'll be there tomorrow by 4 p.m.
That's wonderful news, Cora replied with relief. Oh, there'll be a barbecue with Uncle Luke, Aunt Maria, Aunt Stacy, some of our cousins, and their kids will be here too.
All right, I'll try to make it in time, she agreed. I guess I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, Dre, I'll see you tomorrow.
Chapter 2. Remember, not everyone is traveling on the same wavelength as you are. It's okay to treat your paths crossing as a chance meeting, but there's no need to make it more than it is. Let them go. You're saving yourself a lifetime of pain and regrets. Finally, always take care of you and fight the urge to make the same choice that didn't work the last 3 times you tried. You are special and you're unique. Own it.
After the final word left her mouth and the camera was switched off, Andrea released a long, heavy sigh and slouched in her chair. Her mind flashed to the conversation she'd had with her sister less than an hour ago. She'd been putting off going back to Oak Harbor, not ready to dredge back up the memories and the regrets they perpetuated. But she heard the despair in Cora's voice. If she was honest with herself, she knew the moment had been coming. She needed to go home for her mom and to help with the inn. Her phone rang just as she slipped her bag under her shoulder. Balancing the device between her ear and her shoulder, she answered.
Hello?
Hi, darling.
Hi, Kathy, she greeted her friend while exiting the building.
I heard Tim didn't take it well when you turned down his offer to be second vice president at SMW.
Andrea released a small chuckle.
Took you long enough to call. I knew you would get a kick out of the drama.
You know me too well, darling. I live for the drama,
Kathy replied in a southern drawl. Andrea shook her head in amusement.
So what happened? I only heard that he was in a sour mood for the rest of the day after you left his office,
her friend prodded. Andrea released a long, tired sigh as the day in question came before her.
I've never seen him that angry, she revealed with a swift shake of her head. She was still in disbelief that this was the same man that had been so instrumental in catapulting her fame in the social media stratosphere tenfold.
He literally called me an opportunist who screwed over the hand that stretched out to feed me for the next best thing.
He didn't, Kathy exclaimed, her voice rattling with shock.
He did, Andrea laughed. He then went on to say that I would live to regret my decision, and when that happens, don't think that he'll be there to bail me out. Being part of his company is a one-time offer that won't ever happen again.
But he's forgetting you were doing fine on your own, Kathy reasoned. You don't need him, Andrea. He's just salty because you turned down his offer to go out with him. That's why he's taking it so personally. Andrea sighed. Well, it doesn't matter now. I'm going home.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?